朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
我们一起祷告。是的，天父，认识你真好。
Yes, Lord, so good to know you.
也是被你认识更好。
It is even better when it's been known by you.
愿主，我们的心在你面前蒙你自己的鉴察。
Let our hearts to be examined by you.
也让你的灵自由地运行在我们当中。
Let Holy Spirit moving freely among us.
让讲的听的都同感于一灵。
And whoever is speaking or listening, they follow the same spirit guidance.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Lord Jesus' name, pray.
Amen.
Amen.
什么是自由？
What is freedom?
自由有两个定义。
There are two definitions for freedom.
第一是在一定的范围内可以不受外力的干扰。
First one is within a certain confinement or limit or boundary, you're not being interrupted by anything.
为什么要说有一定的范围呢？
Why do you say there's a certain limit?
如果没有一定的范围，就好像火车没有车轨。
Just, if it's no boundary, just like trains without rails.
汽车没有道路的规则。
And then cars without the roads rules.
大家都可以随意开，那么大乱之下，每一个人都没有自由。
Everybody can drive any way they want, becomes chaos, and there's no freedom anymore.
第二个自由的定义应当是自由并非为所欲为，而是不被恶所支配。
And the second definition would be do whatever you feel like and is not controlled by anything.
好像我们有些同学说大学毕业了我就自由了。
Just like few people says after I graduate from college, I'm free.
我想去哪里就可以去哪里。
I can do anywhere I want.
但是这一种的自由是在一个前提之下。
This is under a certain premise.
就是没有缺钱的威胁。
And this is without threat of lack of any money.
要不然毕业了你还要去找工作，那也是不自由。
Otherwise, you still have to find a job. It's not free.
圣经所谓的自由是非常强调这第二点。
And the Bible stressed the second point.
就是在主耶稣基督里的自由。
It's free within Jesus.
那是一种不犯罪的自由。
This is a freedom without committing sin.
所以自由跟做不做奴隶没有关系。
So being free and being a slave has no relationship.
而跟谁做主人大有关系。
But Who is your master? That's the point.
因为真正的自由一定包括两个因素。
And being free, you have two factors.
第一个是真理，就是维系范围的能力。
First one is the truth. And what is the boundary confined that within the, you have the power to do things?
好像交通的法规，谁来定这个法规，谁来监督这个法规，非常的重要。
Just like a traffic laws and rules, who make those rules if they're important?
要不然超速没有警察来追着开罚单，所有的人开车都会像火箭一样。
If there's no speed limit, everybody drive as fast as they want, and there will be a chaos.
那就没有自由了。
There's no freedom.
除了真理之外，自由还需要有爱心。
And without, in addition to the freedom, you should have love.
要不然开车超速 马上你的车子的电脑就自动把你的资料送到警察局，明天你就接到罚单，那所有的革命就要发生了。
If you speed, and then your car speed will be sent to the bureau, and then you will receive a ticket automatically the next day, and there will be a big revolution.
真理和爱是自由不可以少的两个要素。
Truth and love are the two elements that you cannot live without.
好比那一个四岁的小男孩，他在动物园里掉到星星的大坑里去了。
Just like the case, the four-year-old boy fell into the gorilla's living quarters.
结果这一个濒临绝种的大猩猩被开枪打死了。
And this is a rare endangered gorilla has to be shot.
那谁该负责？
Who is responsible?
难道再把这个男孩抓起来关在猩猩的园子里当作猩猩展览吗？
Should we just put the boy within the place to show for the dem, for the for show?
只有在真理跟爱心的底下才有真正的自由。
Under truth and love, we can have a true freedom.
所以自由其实不是说我不做奴仆。
Being free doesn't mean that I'm no longer a slave.
或者我要做自己的主人。
I want to be my own boss.
在没有能力做主人的情况下，
Without the capability to be the boss,
我们还是做一个更高权威底下的仆人好。
It's better to be a slave or under a more powerful God.
Master.
Master.
关键不在乎做不做奴仆。
The important thing is not to be whether we're being a slave or not.
因为我们生在这个世界，我们就已经是做奴仆。
Being born in this world, we are already a slave.
哪一个人不想自由自在的去旅行呢？
No, who wants, everybody wants to go freely and go travel around the world.
但我们还要回来工作，回到我们住的地方。
But we still have to return back to our home.
所以你看，关键不是做奴仆，关键是谁在做主人。
So the key here is not who's doing this slavery, but who's the boss.
你是做这世界的仆人，还是你做上帝的仆人？
Are you the slave of this world, or are you a slave of God?
在新约圣经里面有一个很重要的字。
In New Testament, there's a key word.
这个字就是成圣。
This is to become sanctified.
这一个道理是指的基督教不是劝人为善，而是劝人为圣。
Here is not to do good, but to be holy, to be sanctified.
成圣跟称义这两个道理非常的重要。
To be sanctified, to be holy, and then to be righteous, they are very important.
成圣是一个过程，称义是一个起点。
To be sanctified is the beginning of the process, and then to be righteous is the beginning point.
Justification.
Justification.
称义是一个开始的起点，成圣是一个过程。
Justification is the beginning point. The sanctification is the
process.
Process.
那所以我们的一生都是一直不断在成圣的一个过程。
Our life, entire life is in the process of sanctification.
意思就是说我们应当变得越来越圣洁，像耶稣基督一样。
We should become holier and holier, just like Jesus.
那到底怎么样是成圣呢？
So how do we become holier?
那今天我们要从罗马书第六章来看这个道理。
We will see today from the chapter of 6 of Romans, book of Romans.
首先在罗马书第六章第十五节，我们大家一起来念。
Let's read the Romans 6:15.
这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下， 就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。当一个人信了主之后，他就活在恩典当中。
When one becomes a believer, he lives under the grace.
神的恩典是包罗万象，但这里呢，是指着与律法相对的恩典。
Grace is actually encompasses many things. Here, but referring to the laws.
律法是神给人的规定跟范围。
And this law sets the bounds and the rules for people.
叫人知道什么是该做的，什么是不该做的。
To let people know what needs to be done, what ought to be done.
但是律法本身没有能力去帮人做该做的。
Law itself doesn't have the power to help make people do whatever they need to do.
主耶稣在道成肉身来到这个世界以前，人是活在律法底下。
Before Jesus came as a flesh, people were living under the law.
当主耶稣从死里复活之后，就变成恩典当家了。
When he died and resurrected, then the grace becomes the thing.
所以恩典跟律法有什么不同呢？
So what's the difference between law and grace?
律法是基于真理。
A law is based on truth.
恩典呢，还要加上爱心。
Grace has law and plus love.
好比说，一个法官，他的儿子跟别人打架，把别人打伤了。
Just like a son of a judge, fight with someone and hurt that person.
不能说因为他的父亲是法官，他就可以判儿子无罪。
Because you cannot say because his father is a judge, and then his father can declare that he's innocent.
那怎么办呢？
Now, how can we do it?
只有和解。
And then we have to settle.
由爸爸出一笔钱替儿子付了，然后这个儿子才能够在恩典下自由。
And the father has to redeem that for that fall, and then would say like a sum of money, such that the son becomes free under the grace.
所以这个是父亲的爱介入了这个关系里。
So we brought up the father's love into this relationship.
第二个，律法是为了要惩罚，恩典是为了要归正。
Law is set for punishment, and then grace is to help you to go back, becomes to be righteous again.
今天监狱叫做 Correction Institute, 其实是根本没有办法更正的。
And now we call jails a correctional institution, but it actually has no power to restore people.
因为进到监狱的人是越学越坏。
Because you get worse and worse in the jail.
监狱只能够惩罚人。
You can only serve as a punishment.
只有恩典才能够叫人归正。
Only grace can restore a person.
好比说那个四岁小孩掉入猩猩坑里的故事。
Just like the case of a four-year-old boy fell into the zoo, the thing.
那许多人说动物园应该被起诉。
And then people says, well, the zoo should be sued.
还有的说做妈妈的该受罚。
And then the mother has responsibility to be punished.
从律法的角度来看是有一点道理。
From the law's perspective, they may have some reason.
但从恩典来说，是大家应当从这件事学到什么功课。
From grace's point of view, what kind of lesson should we learn from this incident?
是不是应当把动物园的栏杆做得密一点，管理得好一点呢？
Should we improve the fences and then the management?
是不是应当把孩子看紧一点呢？
Should we watch closely our kids, the children?
神不是要惩罚人，而是要帮助人能够归正。
Here, God doesn't want to punish people, but he wants to help people to restore themselves.
所以我们信主的人不能说神有很多的恩典，我们就任意的犯罪。
So as believers, we cannot, because we have a lot of grace,blessings, then we cannot do as freely as we want.
成圣就是在神的恩典中不浪费神的恩典。
So, to be holy, to be sanctified, we don't waste any of this grace.
第二，我们有两种的选择。
We have two choices.
第六章十六节，我们一起来念。
16, let's read.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆，以至于死；或做顺命的奴仆，以至于成义。这个世界上只有两种奴仆，根本没有自由的人。
Now, there's no free person in this world. We have two types of slaves.
一则就是做罪的奴仆。
One is to be the sin, the slave of sin.
因为没有人能够从罪里面得到释放。
And nobody can be released, from the bounds of the sin.
我们是无时无刻不在受罪的试探。
We're tempted all the time by the sin.
好像你正准备要停车的时候，突然有个车子开过来抢了你的停车位，你的心里面就充满了气。
You become enraged when you're finding a parking slot and someone just take over.
你已经为你每一套的套装都预备了合适的鞋子，但是你又看到一双很可爱的鞋子。
Even though you find a perfect match of your dress with your shoes, pair of shoes, but you find another one that's even more enticing.
星期五的下午还不到五点钟，办公室的人通通都走光了。那你想，你不应该收拾你的东西也走吗
？On Friday afternoon, you're about to close the day.
我们每一个人、每一天、每一时刻都在受罪的试探。
And every time, all the time, we are tempted by this sin.
有一位女士对神父说：“她说我有罪了。”
A lady and talked to government,
the priest.
A priest. So I am a sinner.
神父说：“有什么罪啊？”
So priest asked her, "What kind of sin?"
她说：“我喜欢照镜子，因为我总看我自己觉得很漂亮。”
I like to watch myself in the mirror because I find myself pretty.
神父说：“那不是罪，那是 mistake.
The priest says, well, that's not a sin. That's a mistake.
不管你承不承认，每一天我们都活在罪的控制底下。
No matter whether you admit it or not, we're living under sin all the time.
罪的结局就是死亡。
And the end of the living under sin is death.
人与神的关系中断了，人与人的关系破坏了。
And because we broke the relationship between God and then we damage our relationship with people.
神说没有人可以逃离死亡，因为我们都犯了罪。
God says nobody can run away from death because we all sinned.
第二种选择就是选择做义的奴仆。
The other choice would be choosing to be a slave of righteousness.
怎么样叫做义的奴仆呢？
What do you call slave of righteousness?
就是寻求上帝的意思，然后照着他的意思去做。
And simply put, it's just seek the will of God and just follow that order.
其实神不会叫我们做奴仆的。
And actually, God doesn't want us to be the slave.
因为他不会夺去我们自由选择的权利。
He's not going to take away from our, the freedom of will.
但是他用爱来呼召我们跟从他。
He used love to call us to follow him.
每个星期二的晚上，当大家都上床睡觉的时候，我们就有几位弟兄，他们会到餐馆去和一些渴慕神话语的人读圣经。
And many, every Tuesday's night,In the very late evenings, everybody about to go to bed. There are a few brothers, they are going to restaurants to read Bibles.
你说谁规定他们去的？没有人，但是他们受到爱的感动，他们就愿意去。
You say, who told them to do so? No, they were moved by love to do that.
因为他们选择做义的奴仆。
Because they chose to be the slave of righteousness.
所以当你来教会里面打扫的时候
When you come to help clean the church
当你开车去载人来聚会的时候
When you drive to pick up people, bring them to church
当你在厨房里忙得满头大汗为了做爱宴的时候
When you working hard in the kitchen to make prepare the meals
或者你是默默无闻的在那里照顾一些小弟兄小姐妹的需要的时候
or you're just doing silently watching over the little ones.
你就在做神的奴仆。
You're doing the slavery.
因为你是做神要你做的事。
Because you're doing what God wants you to do.
这个是成圣的一个过程。
It is a process of becoming sanctified.
那个结局就是你被称为神的仆人。
And then that's the effect is you become the slave of God.
是你选择的结果。
You chose to do that.
第三，我们可以从罪中得到释放。
We can go release the bound of sin.
我们来念17节18节。
17 and verse 18.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们的道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。在没有信主以前，我们都是做罪的奴仆。
Before becoming a believer, we all were a slave of sin.
但我们信了主以后，我们的主人换了。
But when we became a believer, our boss had changed.
我们不再属于撒旦魔鬼。
We don't belong to Satan.
我们属于神。
We belong to God.
这是因为我们愿意顺从真理。
Because we want to follow the truth.
所以保罗说，我传给你们这个道理的模范。
That's why Paul says we are showing you how to become the role models of this.
这个道理的模范有两个意思。
And this role model has actually two meanings.
第一个就是榜样。
And well, that's the role model.
不但你听的是一个道理，但实际上你也可以行出来。
You hear the way and then you act out the way.
有人说主耶稣讲，有人打你的左脸、右脸，也让他打。这个道理太难。
And some say the way to someone says slap your left face and then you give them the next face. That's very hard to do.
但如果你相信，你照着这个话去做，你会发现神在帮助你经历更伟大的事。
But if you really do it, you will realize that God is helping you to do great things.
所以已经有人行神的真理做了榜样。
And there are people who have performed that act and done that as an example.
不是一个道理，而是实实际际可以去遵行的。
Yeah, no longer a way of saying, but it's a true way of doing things.
第二个，这个模范的意思是一个框架。
The second meaning means this is a framework.
换句话说，神给我们的不过是一个框架，这个内容呢，还是需要由圣灵来引导。
And God gave us this framework for us to act within this framework and under His guidance.
好比说，基督徒可不可以喝酒？
Just like can a Christian drink?
你们说呢
？What do you say?
有的摇头，有的点头。
Some say yes, some say no.
摇头。
哦，那在一群好朋友当中喝酒是可以的。
Among the good friends, drinking is permitted.
但在一群酒鬼当中是不能喝酒的。
But if you are among with alcoholics, no, it's no good.
因为我们不能够醉酒。
We cannot become drunk.
你看，成圣其实不是靠律法。
To be sanctified is not depending based on law.
而是靠圣灵在我们心里的引导。
It is depending on the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our heart.
我们愿意顺从圣灵，我们就可以从罪中得救。
If we want to follow Holy Spirit, we can be released from sin.
还有两种的顺从。
And there are two ways of how to become submissive.
Yeah. 第十九节我们一起来念。
The 19.
我因你们的肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成义成圣。第一种的顺从是将自己献给不义不法。
One way to, is obey is submit yourself to lawlessness.
保罗说，因为你们肉体的软弱，是指的他们属灵还是非常的弱小。
because your weakness of your body, flesh, and then you become...
所以他们还没有办法把神的真理行出来。
Because they're weak, they cannot act out.
好像有一些人看到网络上一些 Donald Trump 他的行为就感到非常的气愤。
Just like many people watching online and see the behavior of Trump, and they become angry.
所以他们就跑到街头上去示威，去游行。
So they go on the streets and to demonstrate to against them.
他们疯在那里狂吼狂叫。
And they shout and they demonstrate it.
这个就是把肢体献给不义做奴仆。
And this is a typical example of offering your body to become the slave.
因为有一种不法的势力在背后推动。
And this is the lawlessness that's pushing.
结果他们就把警察的车也打破了，然后他们在那里丢石头、丢石块打警察。
And so they start the riot and throwing rocks at police cars and so forth.
最后他们结果是坐牢。
And then they end up in jail.
那 Donald Trump 还在竞选。
And then Donald Trump is still.
所以你看，这个是顺从罪的一种结果。
So this is the final, the end of following that.
就是你听从罪的引导去做破坏别人不法的事情。
So you're following calling of sin, you will do all those things.
第二种选择是献给义做奴仆。
The other one is the other submission is submit to righteousness.
所谓顺从不是指的说我同意我赞成。
The obey doesn't mean you agree and then you follow.
而是你实际的是照着主的吩咐去做。
And then you actually is just follow obeying what has been told to you.
好像如果是排到我们这个小组来教堂做打扫的工作。
Like it's your turn to clean up.
惊动弟兄通知我们，我们就应当顺从。
And Brother Tom has called us to do things and we should follow.
不要说、哦、我知道了我知道了，到了时候没有人 show up.
And they can say, well, don't do that. They just say, oh, I know, but don't show up.
其实有很多的时候我们是先决定我们不要做，然后就会找很多的理由来解释。
Many times we just already find the justification of not doing that.
我太忙了，我太累了，我负担不再打扫，我已经有其他的服侍。
Many, many excuses.
但如果圣灵责备你，你就要归正。
If the Holy Spirit admonishes you, you should change.
因为你要做神义的奴仆。
Because you want to be the slave of the God.
如果你说，哎，我没有圣灵的责备，我很安心，那恐怕你还不是神的仆人。
If you don't feel any of those Holy Spirit talking to you, maybe not, you're not a slave of God yet.
最是有后果的。
And there are consequences of sins.
20节21节我们一起来念。
20 verses 20 and 21.
因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候就不被义约束了。你们现今所看为羞耻的事当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。罪做罪的奴仆有什么后果？
So what is the consequence of being the slave of sin?
首先它是不受义的约束。
So it's not under control of righteousness.
这不是一件好的事情。
This is not a good thing.
好比说我去加油站加油的时候。
It's like I go to gas up.
看到有一位老太太她买一包2元的白面包。
And I see that's an old lady buying a loaf of bread of $2.
但是她掏出20块钱来买 lottery.
But she uses $20 to buy a lotto.
我想她是靠着社会救济金过日子的。
Maybe she's under the social support.
但是她宁可花2块钱吃白面包，也要把钱花在买 lottery 上。
She spent $20 instead to buy the lotto and then eat $2 of bread.
没有办法跟她说清楚的，因为圣灵感动不了她。
And there's no way to explain or tell her because she's not moved by Holy Spirit.
她不受义的约束。
She's not under control of the Holy Spirit.
做罪的奴仆的第二个后果就是被看为羞耻。
The second consequence is being shameful, ashamed by others.
你知道在好人来看是犯罪，但是在罪人来看却是碰运气。
And to the good, a righteous person commit a crime is shameful, but to people, criminals, maybe it's just by luck, bad luck.
因为犯罪的人在罪中他是不感到羞耻的。
Because the criminals don't feel the shame.
好比说一个人他在没信主以前他穿的很暴露，穿热裤，穿袒胸露垫的衣服，他觉得非常 sexy。
And just like those people, they feel at ease wearing clothes that are very revealing.
但是当他信主以后，他就明白他不应当这样的穿，因为这个是在卖弄风骚，是不正派的衣服。
And after they become believers, they may realize that they are not they are shameful about that.
所以当一个人他信主之后，他就会分辨出来什么是真正的羞耻。
So somehow the shamefulness they will realize once they become believers.
做罪的奴仆就是不能够结出义的果实来。
Being the slave of the sin, you cannot bear fruit.
果实是一种长远的表现。
Fruit is the result of a long process.
好比像 Clinton 总统。
Like President Clinton.
在他做总统的时候，他暴露了做了很多丑陋的事情，包括 Kavinsky 的丑闻。
He did many things that was
OK。但这一些后果现在一直在影响整个美国的社会。
And he's actually those things that doing that he did is still revealing, still affecting the current.
因为美国总统的形象大大的滑落，人们就开始任意的批评美国总统。
And because he damaged the image of the presidency, and then now everybody's criticizing.
经过了 Bush 跟 Obama, 现在美国人批评总统成了一种时尚。
And after Presidents Bush and Obama now becomes a vocal to criticize the presidency.
所以这就是为什么今天美国你看选不出一个好的总统来，不论谁做一个 candidate 都不够资格。
That's probably the reason why we cannot even find a worthy president candidate.
因为没有义的果实。
There is no fruit of righteousness.
最后。最后的结局就是死亡。
And the final consequence is death.
和魔鬼交朋友，他走得太近，那他去哪里，一定把你带去的。
And if you're the friends of the demons, and then if you walk close with him, and then you will be led to death.
啊，那有人说上帝是慈爱的，他不会造一个地狱。
And people can say, well, God is love, and then he will not create a hell.
但你要知道地狱根本不是为人造的。
Hell is not created for man.
地狱是为撒旦、为魔鬼所预备将来的归所。
Hell is to prepare for Satan.
但如果你做魔鬼的仆人，当然最后你会跟着他一起去的。
But if you became...The slave of Satan, you will follow him into the hell.
所以罪是有后果的。
Therefore, there's a consequence of sin.
那义也是有后果的。
The sin also has consequences.
我们来读22节跟23节。
Verses
22
and 23.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子。那结局就是永生，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。只要是人，你不做神的奴仆，你就是做罪的奴仆。
If you are living a being, you will either be the slave of sin or slave of righteousness.
所以这个世界上，你最上算的选择就是你愿意做神的奴仆。
The best choice is choose to be the slave of righteousness.
那么义的奴仆有什么后果呢？
So what is the consequences?
首先是不受罪的捆绑。
So you're not, the first consequence is you're not bound by sin.
我们当中有一位长老，他过去是在大学教书的。
And we have an elder who used to teach at university.
他以前是一个老烟枪。
He used to be a heavy smoker.
他的烟龄比他实际的年龄一半还多。
He has been smoking for a long time.
他自己做见证，他说他信主之后还有两年是想要戒烟都戒不掉。
And then he shared the testimony that after he became a believer, he tried hard for 2 years. He couldn't quit.
有时候他买一包烟抽一根，把其他十九根就丢掉，这样还戒不掉。
And even sometimes he tried real hard. He bought a pack, but he smoked one and even throughout the rest of it, he still couldn't quit completely.
有一天他实在觉得难过，他就恳切的祷告呼求神。
And then when he really felt bad, then he prayed in earnest to God.
哎，很奇妙，那一个礼拜他感冒生病，后来哎，他烟瘾突然就没了。
And then, strangely, he became very sick, and after a week of sickness, he lost the appetite for cigarettes.
他从罪里面得到了释放。
He was released from the sin.
你们不要随便猜是谁哈。
Don't start guessing who.
他不在我们当中。
He's no longer with us now.
我想这样的见证，每一个真正的基督徒都可以举出好几个。
Well, this sort of a testimony, every Christian can share, can have many examples.
因为你做神的仆人，你就可以不受罪的捆绑。
Because once you become a Christian, you're not bound by sin.
第二个就是我们能够结出成圣的果子。
The second result is we can bear spiritual fruits.
我们都知道在加拉太书五章二十二节那里所讲圣灵所结的果子。
We are very familiar with Galatians chapter 5:22 verse.
仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fruit, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
你知道结果一定要有条件的。
You know, to bear fruit, there has to be conditions for that.
去年有人送我一些瓜的苗。
Last year, someone gave me seeds for some melons.
我把这些苗种下去，希望能够得到一些苦瓜。
The watermelon. See, I planted. I hope that to get some fruits.
但是这些瓜长的叶子很多，但是它一开花就掉，一开花就掉。
And the plant grow, but with a lot of leaves, but with the flower, but that didn't bear any fruit.
一结了一点点的瓜就烂掉，掉掉了。
And just a small melons and then rotted.
因为条件不对。
And the condition was not right.
去年下雨多，阳光不足。
And last year was full of rain and not much sun.
结果白忙了一阵，什么都没有得到。
So after all the hard work, I didn't get anything.
许多时候我们虽然信耶稣，但是我们结不出果子来。
And just like many years we become believers, but we haven't bear any fruit.
因为我们没有追求圣洁的生活。
Because we haven't chased the holy life.
我们不注意圣灵在我们身上的工作。
We don't pay too much attention to the Holy Spirit working on us.
我们不肯接受圣灵对我们的修剪。
We cannot tolerate the pruning of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
但我们也看到有一些弟兄姐妹他们带领人归主。
And we can see a few brothers and sisters, they can lead people to Christ.
因为他们为这些人的灵魂祷告，他们付出爱心。
Because they offer their love and they pray for them.
你如果顺从圣灵，一定会有好的结果。
If you really follow Holy Spirit, there will be good results.
第三，我们能得到神的恩赐。
Third one is we would receive God's gifts.
什么是恩赐？
What are the gifts?
就是神给我们白白给我们的礼物。
And that's the free gifts that God gives us.
不需要我们付代价的。
You don't need to pay for it.
前两天我的孙女过生日。
And a few days my granddaughter will have a birthday.
我送她生日礼物，我不需要她做什么工作来换。
I gave her a birthday gift. She didn't need to do anything to.
她也没有能力来做什么。
And she couldn't do too much.
但是因为我爱她，我就愿意白白的给她。
Because I love her, I give her gifts.
同样的，神爱你爱我，他愿意把最好的给你给我。
And likewise, God loves us and He wants to give us.
那什么是神给我们最好的礼物呢？
So what is the best gift God can give us?
啊？
So what is it?
什么是神给你最好的礼物？
What is the best gift?
啊？永生，好，还有没有？
Eternal life.
耶稣还有没有？
Jesus, any other?
啊，对，圣灵。
Yes, the Holy Spirit.
因为路加福音十一章这样讲，说你们虽然不好，尚且知道拉好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人？
And Luke chapter 11:13, if you then, though you are evil, know that to give gifts to your children, how much more your Father in heaven gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him.
所以神能够给我们最好的就是圣灵。
So that's the best God can give us is Holy Spirit.
为什么说过简朴的生活离不开圣灵呢？
Why do you say to live a simple life, you cannot go do it away from Holy Spirit?
因为我们愿意顺从圣灵，我们的生活自然会变得简单。
If we follow Holy Spirit, our life will be simpler.
房子再旧，车子再小，你也不会觉得，你也会觉得很舒服。
You'll be comfortable even driving an old car and living in an old house.
别人怎么讲你，你也不会在乎。
And nobody, whatever other people say, you don't.
因为你已经得到神给你最好的东西了。
Because you already have the best of God.
圣灵要帮助，要引导你走一生。
God and the Holy Spirit will lead your life.
最后义的后果就是得到永生。
The last result will be you will be receiving eternal life.
什么是永生？永生不是指的将来你进天堂的事情。
Eternal life is not what you go into paradise or heaven.
永生是指的现在你就可以跟神有一个真实的关系。
Eternal life is actually now you have already a lasting relationship with God.
因为神是永远的，所以这一种的关系也是永远的。
Because God is everlasting, so this relationship is also lasting.
有的时候我们不觉得这种关系的宝贵。
We normally don't treasure this kind of relationship.
因为我们太忙于我们自己的工作、自己的事情，而忽略了跟神联系。
We also pay too much attention to our own things and then.Ignore this relationship with God.
有一次我们和孙女一起去 King's Island Water Park.
Once we went with our grandchildren, granddaughters to King's Island Water Park.
大家都在游泳池里玩得很开心。
And everybody was having fun in the pool.
然后我们就上来到休息的阳伞底下。
And then we came to rest under a big umbrella.
我师母、儿子大孙女都坐在那里吃东西。
And then we sat down and to eat.
然后媳妇也过来。
And then the daughter-in-law came.
我就问说 ,Kayla 呢
?So where's Kayla?
大家突然一下都发现三岁大的 Kayla 不见了，没有跟，你都以为跟对方在一起。
And suddenly we realized that Kayla was missing, the three-year-old one.
啊，这下大家都急了。暑假的时候，哇，那么热，那个water park 都是满了人。
And that was a crowded day. We're under a big sun.
我赶紧顺着那个方向去找。
And then pastor went to look for her.
哎呀，我看到我可怜的孙女啊，一边走一边哭啊。
And I saw from afar that she was walking and crying.
我赶紧跑过去把她抱起来。
And I went there and picked her up.
你知道我们人都会犯错。
You know, we can always make mistakes.
神不会。
God will not.
有的时候我们太专心只顾自己的事情。
Especially when we only focus on our own things.
我们在很大的错误，当我们发现的时候，已经几乎不可以救药。
And many times we do things that when we realize we made mistakes, there's too late.
可是你不要忘记，神他的眼睛一直在你的身上。
But don't forget that God's eyes is always on you.
只要你一抬头，他就伸出手来帮助你。
And when you lift your head, He will be there to reaching out his hand.
这个叫做永生啊。
This is the meaning of eternal life.
我们每一个人天生都是做奴仆的。
And we are lives, in our life, we are always a slave.
你不做义的奴仆，你就做罪的奴仆。
If you don't be a slave of righteousness, you will be a slave of sin.
得救的意思就是从做罪奴仆变成做义的奴仆。
To be saved means you turn the status from the slave of sin to become slave of righteousness.
因为我们服侍的对象改变了。
Because now we serve a different boss.
做义的奴仆就是顺服顺灵圣灵的带领。
To be the slave of righteousness, we now follow Holy Spirit's leading.
真正的自由一定是根据真理和爱心。
The true freedom is to follow the law and the love.
圣灵是真理的灵，也是充满爱的灵。
Holy Spirit is the spirit of love.
做罪的奴仆的结局就是死。
And if you become the slave of sin, the wage is death.
做义的奴仆的结局就是永生。
And become the slave of righteousness, you gain eternal life.
我们要过一个简朴的生活，就是学习怎样做好神的奴仆。
To live a simple life, you have to learn how to become the slave of the righteous.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，帮助我们不要只活在道理中，让我们活在圣灵的光中。
Lord, let's not only live within the theory, but within Holy Spirit's.
因为你的爱会引导我们归正。
Because your love will lead us to become the righteous.
愿你吸引我们，就叫我们快跑来跟随你。
Please attract us to follow you closely.
让我们诚诚实实地做你的仆人。
Let's be honest and to become your true slave.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。